I was born in Algeria. My parents were elementary school teachers from Syria who, during the post-independence period in Algeria, taught Arabic in Algeria. So I was born there, and then we went back to Syria, and I was raised in Syria, went to school there, and to medical school in Damascus University. I graduated from Damascus University Medical School in 1988, and came right after that to Chicago. I was first in class in medical school, and I remember that I gave the graduation speech on behalf of the big class. We had about 550 people who graduated. And among the graduates at that time was someone whose name was Bashar al-Assad, who was the son of the president of Syria at that time, Hafez al-Assad. Hafez ruled Syria for 30 years. And at that time, Bashar was not being groomed to be the next president. His older brother was Basil. Every Syrian dreams of the day that they will go back and try to rebuild what has been destroyed. Every Syrian American dreams of the time that they can go back and walk peacefully in the streets that they got to know and eat in the restaurants that provide Syrian cuisine and listen to the music of Syria. It looks like it's going to be a long way from now.
We begin with me as a four-year-old child who came from Pakistan. My father wanted a better life for us. He wanted us to go to school. And I came to America, and I remember being called Hindu and being called all these names because kids just didn't understand my culture. And I would be like embarrassed if my mother, who wore the headscarf, would take me to school. As a child, you don't know because all you want to do is fit in. And I remember I was in fourth grade and I had a crush on this Greek boy. His name was Leo something. It's a long last name. And I remember thinking to myself, why even look at him, Naila, when you know you're going to marry someone else? Imagine what that's like for someone in the fourth grade. So in October of 2004, I went to Pakistan. They said, oh, it's your cousin's wedding. You know, that was the trick to get me there, that we were going for my cousin's wedding. And then next thing you know, January 5th came along, and that's the day my whole life changed.
I think as a Muslim American, as an Arab American who has grown up in the United States his whole life, I was born and raised here from parents who immigrated from Syria. Now, I think one of the main reasons why I wanted to come down here and speak about my story is because I am one of the very few Arabs or Muslim Americans who decided to branch off from being a doctor or engineer or lawyer and do something completely out of the norm. And so right now I am a videographer. I've been doing video, telling stories for about 9 to 10 years now. I'm not in it for the money, and I'm not in it for the fame. I'm in it for the next generation that is to come. The next generation out there who are like my brother or my sister or even my kids, I want them to grow up knowing that they can be something that they want, that they can put their mind to. You can be a firefighter. You can be someone that wants to be on the news, someone that wants to do something in PR, communications, anything that you can put your mind to, you should go for it.
My dad is Palestinian, and my mom is half Russian and half Iranian. It's interesting because my grandmother is actually Jewish and my grandfather is Muslim. He's Shia Muslim. And so then my dad and his parents are Sunni Muslim. So in addition to the different cultural like practices, there's also differences in like religious sects. What I've realized as I've grown up is that kind of one culture and just religious sect kind of like was more prominent in my life. So definitely the Palestinian culture and practices I've learned way more about than Iranian culture or even Russian culture. That's probably what I've learned the least about is Russian culture. And then I am a Sunni Muslim too. So yeah, I've just realized that I didn't really have the opportunity to learn as much as I would have liked to about Iranian culture, Russian culture, as well as like Judaism and Shia Islam too.